You're listening to Saturday Breakfast with Adrian Francis on ABC Radio Canberra.
What song fills you with nostalgia? Could it be something a bit like this? Oh, that's hitting the mark for me. Maybe it's more like this. Nostalgia, it's so powerful, particularly in prompting memory and activating the brain. And there is a current medical trial called Homeside that's utilising nostalgia-based music therapy to foster connections between dementia patients and their loved ones. Dr. Libby Flynn is a clinical trial manager with Homeside, and she joins us this morning. Yuma, good morning to you, Dr. Flynn. Thanks for being with us.
Oh, good morning to you, Adie. Thanks for having me on.
I'm feeling all the nostalgia vibes this morning. Are you?
I was too, listening to all that music, indeed.
Where did it take you, those little pieces, Libby?
Oh, gosh. It took me back to spaces, particularly with the Staying Alive. I can remember darkened dance halls and doing the dance moves that go along with it and, you know, the smells and the sounds associated in those spaces. That's where music takes us, isn't it?
They're rich, rich memories, aren't they? And they're all part of Homeside. Tell me about it.
Yeah. Adie, so Homeside is actually the largest randomised clinical trial that's ever been run in music therapy and dementia care based in the home. So it's across 5 countries with Australia, Norway, Germany, Poland and the UK. And what we're really trying to do is look at whether music or reading interventions can help to improve the well-being, symptoms of dementia, the relationship of people living with dementia, but also their caregivers.
Don't we already know that, Dr. Flynn? I mean, my late aunt had a real love of playing music, the piano, in a specialist aged care setting for dementia, as well as listening to it. It was quite clear to me, as one of her loved ones, that it was something that enhanced her quality of life, particularly right towards the end with dementia. Don't we already know this?
We do to an extent. I guess with Homeside, where the slight difference is we're pulling back the role of the music therapist somewhat, and what we're doing is we're really training up caregivers around how they can use these strategies in a more intentional way to support their loved ones. So we're kind of handing over pieces of the information and upskilling people around how they'll be able to implement this in their daily lives at home. And we're not just looking at the person living with dementia, but we're trying to also see whether by engaging in these activities with their loved one, we're actually also helping the caregiver, because we know there's huge amounts of burden that are associated with their role in looking after their loved ones.
And so tell us a little bit more about how you're training and encouraging families to be involved, and just how individual that training is that you're offering those that you're recruiting as part of this clinical trial.
Yeah, so families meet online on Zoom with either a registered music therapist or an occupational therapist for 3 training sessions. And in those sessions, you know, obviously, like any therapy session, we really want to understand, you know, their particular circumstances, their needs, but also what their interests are, whether it be in music or reading or, you know, word games or picture books. And based upon that, we kind of marry together their needs and what their interests are to start giving them strategies about how they'd actually be able to use this in a more intentional way in their day. And it's very different for different people. So, you know, some families, there's this real need to address particular symptoms that they encounter. It might be agitation at a certain time of day or difficulty with sleep or eating, where some families just really want the chance to meaningfully connect with each other again. And so we're using the music and the literature and stories from their past, their shared past together.
And what have you learnt so far through this, Dr. Flynn? Do you have some early findings, particularly around the role of music and reading?
Look, we do. We don't have any of the statistical findings because we're not allowed to look at that yet. But we have actually started analysing some of the qualitative data from interviews that we're getting back. And we're seeing wonderful effect for both interventions, actually, both music and reading. And, you know, for some families, it's really highlighted, you know, the sedative effects of music that really calms their loved one in agitated states. And so what it's done, it's trained that caregiver to, you know, rather than think about pharmacological ways of managing it or becoming stressed, they automatically reach out to music as a first line to see if that can help. The other thing that's really lovely is that it's given them something that is much more meaningful than just doing all the practical things that they do on a day-to-day basis, caring for their loved one. So it's actually reignited their relationship again.
Music is so personal, isn't it? It could be Mozart, it could be the Monkees. What are you noticing about what type of music is actually proving helpful at this early stage?
So, as you just said, AD, it really depends on each person. There's no one size fits all with music. And we know that through lots of different research that's come out over the last decade in particular. And the way that we respond to music will not be the same for the same piece of music. So, understanding what music lights up that person and, you know, what connects them to their memories, particularly when we're talking in working in dementia, we talk about the reminiscence bump. So that's music between the ages of 15 to 25 years is the music that we see is most preserved.
The reminiscence bump.
Mm.
How interesting. Of course, through lockdown, of course, so many families were separated, mine included, and had to rely on our aged care workers that do such an important job, particularly with families that are separated. Is training and encouraging and sharing the results with aged care workers also part of your initiative?
Definitely. And we've actually upscaled the study and started a new one that really does lead into that training that you're talking about, because we're now developing a e-health platform and turning it into a mobile app. And that's the MATCH study, which is a newly NHMRC funded initiative with CSIRO. So, and that will aim to really widen out this training and make it accessible for everyone, including aged care workers.
For our listeners who might want to get involved, Dr. Flynn, how can they find you and be part of this training should they wish to?
Yeah, so we're recruiting for around 3 to 4 more weeks. So if they are interested, the easiest way is to Google Homeside Australia. And we're the first one that comes up, the first hit that comes up, and it'll take you through to our website where you can register your interest.
Dr. Flynn, terrific speaking to you. Such interesting research. I really look forward to finding out what you publish at the end of all of this.
Thanks for your support with this, AD.
A pleasure. Dr. Libby Flynn, Clinical Trial Manager of the Homeside Project.
This is Saturday Breakfast on ABC Radio Canberra.